the groundhog. In June, amid the golden fields, I saw a groundhog lying dead. Dead lay he. My senses shook, and mind outshot our naked frailty. There, lowly in the vigorous summer, his form began its senseless change, and made my senses waver dim, seeing nature ferocious in him. Inspecting close his maggot's might, and seething cauldron of his being, half with loathing, half with a strange love, I poked him with an angry stick. The fever arose, became a flame, and vigor circumscribed the skies, immense energy in the sun, and through my frame a sunless trembling. My stick had done nor good nor harm. Then stood I silent in the day, watching the object as before, and kept my reverence for knowledge, trying for control, to be still, to quell the passion of the blood, until I had bent down on my knees, praying for joy in the sight of decay. And so I left, and I returned in autumn strict of eye, to see the sap gone out of the groundhog, but the bony, sodden hulk remained. But the year had lost its meaning, and in intellectual chains I lost both love and loathing, mured up in the wall of wisdom. Another summer took the fields again, massive and burning, full of life. But when I chanced upon the spot, there was only a little hair left, and bones bleaching in the sunlight, beautiful as architecture. I watched them like a geometer, and cut a walking stick from a birch. It has been 3 years now. There is no sign of the groundhog. I stood there in the whirling summer, my hand capped a withered heart, and thought of China and of Greece, of Alexander in his tent, of Montaigne in his tower, of Saint Teresa in her wild lament.